We're joined by your VCSU softball team. We've got a couple players here, as well as the coach, Jill DeVries. The two players joining me here this afternoon is Riley Perryman and Joelle Aiello. Ladies, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, tournament coming up this week, Thursday, 12:30 is your first game against Presentation College, a team that you guys have had good success with this season so far. Riley, how much are you looking forward to this tournament?
I'm very excited. I know there's a lot of nerves going around, but I think if we just stick together as a team like we've been doing all year, we'll be good.
And Joelle Aiello, how much are you looking forward to this tournament?
I'm looking forward to it a lot. Senior season, you know, I think that we're going to go out with a bang. I'm really excited to get with this group again.
And Riley, now that we got your answers for this tournament coming up, tell the listeners what position you play and, you know, what accomplishments did you want to get to this season?
So I'm the left fielder for softball team, and I think the biggest accomplishment right now is just winning the conference tournament. We fell short with the regular season champs, but that really doesn't matter. We figured that out last year when we won the regular season, but then fell short in the conference tournament. So right now our biggest worry, our biggest focus is winning the conference tournament.
And Joelle, I'll ask you the same question.
Yep. I'm the shortstop on the team, and I think she hit it right on the nose where the tournament's pretty much all that matters right now. So as long as we tackle that.
I believe in the conference you guys were 14-5 overall. Is that the right record, somewhere around there?
16-5.
16-5. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that. Very impressive. That's why you earned the number 2 seed. Joelle, is this a team in Presentation you really can't take lightly, though?
Yeah, I think we can't really take any team in conference lightly, especially when it comes to the tournament, because, I mean, it is only double elimination. So every single game matters at this point, and we can't look past anyone.
Riley, I'm going to ask you, with a team like Presentation, I said it earlier, you've had good success against them. What is said in the locker room before you take the field, you know, to try to make sure everybody's 100% focused?
I think the biggest thing is we've had a lot of success in this program in the past, so we have a big target on our back, and teams are going to want to beat us, and so they're going to play their best games against us, so we need to make sure that we don't take any team lightly.
All right, you guys come into this one, the 2 seed. Bellevue is the number 1 seed. Is there a look ahead at all, or is it strictly from now until the tournament, it's whoever we have on that time, that's all we're going to focus on?
Our coaches always say we take it one inning at a time, so we just kind of focus on the first inning of the first game.
All right, so Joelle, this season, fielding-wise, how do you feel like you played at the shortstop position?
Not as well as I have in the past, but...
Wow, pretty honest.
Honesty. But I'm going to have some redemption here in the tournament, which is all that matters to me.
Riley, I'll ask you the same question, being in left field.
I think that with the different pitchers that we have faced or have on our team, what I'm used to, but I think pretty solid.
Either one of you can jump in for this next question. The offense, Jill, we got the coach in there. If you want to jump in as well, the offense seems like it's been there for you guys all season long. No reason why the offense can't go with you down to South Dakota, right?
No, yeah, we're packing the offense, I hope. These two young ladies, I mean, I think they're holders in and of themselves. Joe's leading the conference in batting average and has the most home runs. I think Riley and Marissa are trying to chase her here, those seniors, and are trying to chase one another for the most home runs for sure. I'm probably missing a stat somewhere in there, but they're both hitting over 400, and you know, probably we're going to have some all-conference awards coming up, and I would venture to guess both these young ladies will be on that ballot, and so we're looking forward to it. And Riley is also the home run record holder for a career. So, I mean, I hope they pack their offense. Yeah, sure.
It sounds like
it. It would be a really disappointing weekend for them and for our fans, I think, if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it sounds like the offense should be going with you both. We'll start with Joelle. Obviously, a good season at the plate so far this year. What was your approach every time stepping into the batter's box?
Just make good contact, and if there's someone on, my job's to move them, get them in, or I lead off the game most of the time, so my goal is to just find my way to whatever base I can so the next person can succeed.
Riley, same question to you, obviously bringing the power in the box.
Yeah, I think I'm in a new spot this year. I've never hit second before, so that's new to me, but I think the biggest thing that I've taken with my mindset different this year than I have in the past is Joe gets on 99% of the time, and my goal is just to move her over for Jessica and Marissa to hit her in. So
what, typically in a lineup, when would you usually hit?
Usually between 4, 5, and 6.
Do you like this new switch?
I do. I really do. I think it gives me a different perspective on the game that I'm not really used to. So it makes me feel good when I would hit her over to third and Jess or Riss comes in and knocks her in. It's kind of a team effort. So,
well, going back to some of the other teammates on your team, Joelle LaMontagne has won multiple times this season the NSAA Pitcher of the Week. Stick with the namesake. Joelle, talk about your pitcher season so far this year.
No, yeah. Our pitchers have thrown really, really well this season, and I'm looking forward to – she's tackled some really difficult teams, and she's throwing her best stuff right now, which is what matters is around tournament time that she keeps that up.
And, Riley, what do you think of Joelle's season so far on the mound?
I think she is someone that has grown so much since her freshman year. She kind of came in that COVID year and was expected to be our fifth-string pitcher, and she came in when we had a – coaching change and was our number two pitcher. So she's faced a lot of adversity just within her three seasons here at Valley, and she's really proven to herself.
Who is a pitcher on the team that, you know, in a pinch, you guys can bring onto the mound that we might not know about?
Marissa Hawkins.
So you were ready to go with that
she's
one.
She's our starting third baseman right now, and she pitched. We played against each other in high school, and she was a pitcher in high school and has not pitched since then. And then this year we kind of needed her to step up on the mound, and she's been willing to do it. So
obviously, midway through this spring season, bit of a coaching change for your team. Joelle, talk about what Coach Anderson has done since stepping into that role.
Yeah, so both the Coach Andersons, so Corey and his daughter Katie, have been instrumental for like the development of this team mentally, emotionally, and even physically. We've done things we haven't done in a long time. And I know she's in here, but even Jill has played a really, really big role in helping us get back on our feet and feel good about softball. We are so enjoying the sport so much, and we feel like one of their own.
Riley, what are practices like typically for you and your team, right? Like, is it outside every day? Do you practice inside the gym? Obviously, the weather here in Valley City has not helped that much this year, but we've talked about with the high school coach as well, a lot of indoor stuff. Have you guys had a good mix in and out?
Yeah, I think... We get out on the field as much as we can. If it's a little windy, we'll go out there. And our practices are super, like, focused, but, like, light at the same time. Like, we are able to grow but still have fun. And I think that's the biggest change. Like, with the coaches that we have, we can be ourselves and have a lot of fun, so.
All right, Riley, last couple questions for you both here. Going down to South Dakota, we've talked about the tournament, though. Just as you guys are both seniors here, how much are you looking forward to really – being able to take charge, be the leaders of your team moving forward for the next couple of days?
I think the biggest thing is showing like the underclassmen that you can't take any game for granted. Knowing that this could be possibly our last games, that you want to go out with a bang, and we need the underclassmen to realize that, like, as much as it's our last game, it could also be theirs, especially with that COVID that happened 2 years ago. So just kind of having that mindset.
It's a great point. You really cannot take anything for granted. Joelle, kind of the same question. The only thing I'll ask for you is, you know, traveling down as a team, some of the best memories that everybody can recall. I know when I played sports, those bus rides and the trips with your teammates, you know, talk about what that's going to be like going down to South Dakota this week.
Yeah, we're a super goofy group of individuals.
I picked up on that.
Yeah, no, we sing, we dance, we do all of the things. So I think the bus ride down there will be really important, and the bus ride back, of course. And when we stay in rooms together, I think that we've built such strong relationships with each other, with our coaches, that it's pretty much always fun, no matter what. So I think it'll just be fun.
Hey, Anthony, these guys could be in the choir. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they got the good pipes.
They can remember the words.
That is always the key to being a good singer, though, if you can remember the words.
That's so true.
Yeah, we don't have the words.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in here this afternoon. We appreciate it. Joelle Aiello, Riley Perryman, as well as Jill DeVries, thank you so much. Best of luck Thursday, 12:30, first pitch against Presentation.
Thank you.